One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
Real ghost stories from real people. This is Into the Paranormal with Tony Bruschi.
Some stories have a way of staying with you, embedding themselves in the folds of your memory. This is one of those stories. It's not the kind of tale that grabs you with immediate terror, nor is it filled with violent confrontations or screaming apparitions. Instead, it lingers, quietly unsettling, like a faint shadow that doesn't move when everything else does. In this episode, we step into a quiet suburban neighborhood where life seemed ordinary, until it wasn't. For over a decade, one man became a mysterious fixture in the lives of a family who couldn't quite explain him. Known simply as the Dancer, he was punctual, consistent, and yet utterly unknowable. What starts as a simple observation turns into a haunting pattern of appearances, vanishing acts, and unanswered questions. As you listen, ask yourself, what would you do if something or someone was always there, just at the edge of understanding? Would you question it, confront it, or simply accept its presence as the family in this story ultimately did? Let's get to the letter. They write, "Dear Tony, thank you for taking the time to hear my story. I've never shared it with anyone outside my family, but something about your podcast made me feel like it was time. Maybe it's because I'm still searching for answers, or maybe I just need to finally let it out. Either way, I hope you'll find this as perplexing as we did. It began in 1991 when my family moved into a modest house in a quiet suburban neighborhood. I was 10 years old at the time, and like most kids, I was too focused on exploring my new room and backyard to pay much attention to the outside world. But I remember clearly the first time I saw him. We'd only been living there for a few days. I was playing in the front yard when I saw a man walk briskly past our house. He was dressed in a sharp, dark suit with a white shirt and carrying a briefcase. His hair was sandy blonde, neatly combed, and he moved with purpose. He didn't seem to notice me, and I thought nothing of it. Just a man walking home from work, I assumed. But then I started noticing him more and more. Always the same time of day, usually between 5 and 7 p.m., always the same route. He'd come around the corner, pass our house, and continue up the street. My mom noticed him too. We even joked about how he must really love walking because he always came from the direction of the train station, which was a good distance from our neighborhood. At first, it was just one of those harmless quirks you notice about your neighborhood. But then little things started to stand out. He was always wearing that suit, even on the hottest summer days. I'd see him when I was outside playing or when I glanced out the window. It didn't matter if it was scorching or freezing. He never removed his jacket, never seemed to sweat or shiver. One summer evening, I saw him walk past while I was sitting in the living room. It was one of those unbearable days where the heat clings to you even in the shade. I remember thinking, why doesn't he at least take his jacket off? How can he keep up that brisk pace in this heat? But then I shrugged it off. People are weird sometimes, right? Years went by, and the dancer, as my mom started calling him, became a sort of fixture in our lives. He wasn't exactly part of the neighborhood, but he was always there. We'd occasionally spot him in other parts of town, too, always walking that same route, always at that same pace. We assumed he was coming home from work, but no one knew where he lived. No one even knew his name. One night in 1999, something happened that made me start questioning everything about him. It was late, around 11 p.m. My mom and I were standing outside a few houses down from ours, stargazing. My mom loves astronomy and would often drag me outside to look at constellations or planets. We rarely stood out on the street, though. Usually, we stayed in the backyard. As we were looking up at the stars, we heard footsteps. Sure enough, there he was, walking briskly down the street. At first, it didn't seem strange, but as he passed us, my mom whispered, "I wonder where he goes. I've never seen him turn down any streets past our house." We watched him as he walked down the street and turned the corner at the end. There was something about seeing him that late at night, in the dim glow of the streetlights, that gave me an uneasy feeling. He didn't seem out of place exactly, but he also didn't seem right. After that night, I couldn't stop thinking about him. I started paying more attention, hoping to learn something, anything, about who he was or where he was going. But the more I watched, the less sense it all made. One day, I got my chance to see him up close. I was about 18 by then, standing at the letterbox flipping through a catalog when he rounded the corner. I looked up and greeted him, just a simple, "Hi." He glanced at me and replied in kind, a quick polite acknowledgement before continuing on his way. It was such a brief moment, and yet it stuck with me. There was something off about him. I couldn't put my finger on it at the time. Maybe it was the way his eyes didn't quite meet mine, or the way his reply felt rehearsed like he'd said it 100 times before. I stood there for a moment, watching him walk away. Then I looked down at the catalog, turned to go up the driveway, and looked back up again. He was gone. And when I say gone, I don't mean he turned a corner or went into a house. He had vanished. He should have still been on the sidewalk, just a few steps ahead of me. But there was no sign of him. At first, I thought maybe I'd just missed him somehow. But as I stood there scanning the street and the neighboring yards, a chill ran down my spine. Where could he have gone? After that day at the letterbox, I couldn't shake the feeling that something about the dancer wasn't normal. I started watching him more closely whenever I saw him, trying to piece together some kind of explanation. But the more I noticed, the stranger it all became. First, there was his appearance, or rather, the lack of change in it. Over the years, my family and I aged as people do, but the dancer didn't. He never looked older, not even a little. His hair stayed the same sandy blonde, his face the same youthful smoothness, his brisk walk just as energetic. And then there was the suit. Always the same dark jacket, the same white shirt, the same briefcase, never a wrinkle, never a scuff. It was as if time didn't touch him at all. But what truly unsettled me was his routine. One day, I realized something that sent a shiver through me. I'd never seen him cross the road. Our house was on a long, straight stretch of street, and you'd expect to see someone cross at some point. But he didn't. Every time he appeared, he was already on one side of the road, and when he disappeared, he was on the other. The crossing point, if there was one, was always obscured by a patch of thick trees in front of our house. So it became a joke in our family, the disappearing act. We'd laugh about how he must slip through a secret portal hidden in the trees, but deep down, I wondered if there might actually be something to it. One incident stands out the most. It was a few years before the letterbox moment. Some friends and I were hanging out near the train station, just killing time. We were loitering by the Masonic Lodge across the street, making up silly ghost stories about what might go on inside. typical teenage nonsense. While we were busy whispering and laughing, one of my friends suddenly stopped and pointed, "Hey, isn't that the guy who walks past your house all the time?" I turned to look, and there he was, the dancer, walking through the station parking lot. I remember feeling a strange sense of satisfaction. Finally, I was seeing him somewhere other than our street. It almost made him seem more normal. But then something happened that I still can't explain. We stayed at the station for a while longer, and when we eventually walked back toward my house, I saw him again, on the same street he always walked. There was no way he could have made it there so quickly. Not without running or cutting through backyards, but his pace was as steady and brisk as ever, as though he'd been walking that route the whole time. Over the years, my family kept seeing him, but we never got any closer to understanding who or what he was. My mom would casually mention seeing him walk by while she was doing dishes. My dad, who rarely noticed anything out of the ordinary, once commented on how dedicated the man must be to walk every day, rain or shine. But by the time I was in my early 20s, I began to feel uneasy about him in a way I hadn't before. It wasn't fear, exactly. It was more like a gnawing sense of wrongness. I couldn't stop wondering, who is he? Why does he walk this route? And why does no one else seem to notice how strange it all is? The last time I saw the dancer was just before my mom moved out of the house in 2007. I was helping her pack up some boxes when I glanced out the window and saw him for what would be the final time. Same suit, same briefcase, same brisk walk. For a moment, I felt an urge to run outside and confront him, to demand answers. But I didn't. And then he was gone. To this day, I don't know what to make of it. Was he a ghost? Some kind of residual energy stuck in a loop? Or was he something else entirely? Something we don't even have a name for? Part of me wonders if anyone living in that neighborhood now still sees him. Maybe he's still out there walking that same route day after day, year after year. I'll probably never know the truth, but one thing's for sure, I'll never forget the dancer. Thank you for reading, Tony. I'll leave it to you and your listeners to decide what this was. Sincerely, Elliot. Wow. This one's a thinker, isn't it? The dancer. A man who seems so ordinary at first glance, yet the deeper you look, the more questions emerge, and not a single answer in sight. What strikes me most about this story is the tension between the mundane and the inexplicable. A man walking home from work is something you wouldn't look at twice, yet Elliot and their family saw something in him that defied explanation. The consistency of his route, his attire, and his brisk pace might suggest an almost ritualistic behavior. But when you add the vanishing acts, the lack of aging, and the way he seemed to exist in two places at once, it starts to paint a much stranger picture. Now let's consider some possibilities. From a psychological perspective, it's easy to wonder if the dancer was a projection of some kind. The human brain has a remarkable ability to pattern match and create meaning where there may be none. Could this have been a shared hallucination or even a manifestation of the family's collective subconscious? It's a stretch, but it's worth considering. But then there's the paranormal angle. If we're looking at this as a haunting, the dancer doesn't fit the mold of your typical ghost. He interacted with Elliot, acknowledged their greeting, and seemed aware of his surroundings. Yet his behavior also didn't align with that of a living person. No change in appearance, no deviation from his routine, no clear explanation of where he was going or why. Could he have been a residual spirit, an echo of a person caught in a loop? Or maybe an intelligent entity choosing to mimic human habits for reasons we can't comprehend? And what about the trees? The way he seemed to disappear around that obscured crossing point makes me wonder if there's something significant about that location. Could it have been a portal of some kind? A thin place where the veil between worlds wears thin? Ultimately, this story leaves us with more questions than answers. But isn't that the beauty of it? It forces us to confront the unknown, to acknowledge that there are still mysteries in this world and maybe beyond it that defy explanation. So what do you think, listeners? Was the dancer just an eccentric neighbor, a ghost, something far stranger? Share your thoughts and let's see if together we can unravel this one. Until next time, stay curious and maybe keep an eye on the people who walk past your window. You never know what you might see.
Want more real ghost stories from real people? Then press subscribe now. We're dropping new ghost stories every single day. This is Into the Paranormal with Tony Bruschi.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org. One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
Prescription products require completion of an online medication consultation with an independent healthcare provider through the LifeMD platform and are only available if prescribed. Subscription required. Individual results may vary. Additional restrictions apply at LifeMD.com. Read all warnings before using GLP-1s. Side effects may include a risk of thyroid C-cell tumors. Do not use GLP-1s if you or your family have a history of thyroid cancer.
Confused on where to start with weight loss medication? See the lowest prices available with or without insurance for Wegovy, Zepbound, and more at TryLifeMD.com. 95% of LifeMD patients said starting their weight loss journey was simple. Listen to Tara's story after losing 42 pounds.
You just take your shot. It doesn't feel like you're on a diet. What I wasn't expecting it to do was to shut off the food noise. I had gone from 237 to 195. This was life-altering, and if I can do it, I feel like anybody can do it.
Get your free insurance benefits check in minutes right now at TryLifeMD.com. Nearly 96% of patients said they would recommend the LifeMD program to anyone who wants to lose weight. Get started right now at TryLifeMD.com. That's TryLifeMD.com.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org. One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.